Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. A dispatch about the siege of Skull Bar in 1855 referred to rare Chinese participation in the Rogue River Indian Wars. Indians had attacked a miners' camp of about 30 people just below the mouth of Galise Creek, among them several Chinese miners, white men's, Indian wives, and some children. During the attack, the Chinese dug trenches and helped fortify the area. The Indians abruptly abandoned the battle after 24 hours. At least two combatants died, and several were wounded in the fighting. After the Skull Bar attack and the simultaneous burning of Galise, white miners scattered, abandoning their claims. About a year later, the Chinese were busy taking gold from the area from abandoned mines and creekside sluice boxes. Returning white miners drove them off, claiming they had no legal right to mine on the public domain. Some Chinese moved to other areas of southern Oregon and northern California, while many went home to China with their gold. The Chinese left little trace of their stay in Josephine County, other than some sturdy rock walls, broken pottery, and place names like China Gulch Rapids on the Rogue River. Today's episode of As It was written by Linda Dempster, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.